been a tough sort of month, really, and for us to come down here and play against Essex and beat them well in their own backyard is obviously delightful. And I'm just really pleased with the way we played. We executed our plans well with the ball and in the field. And then the opening partnership was terrific between Vikram and Moen. And shame for Moen, he didn't get a very well-deserved 100, but he had a special day today, the way he bowled and the way he fielded and the way he batted, of course.
The openers for Essex started well. Good piece of fielding by Darrell Mitchell to end that partnership.
Yeah, that got it going, really, didn't it? Because Cook and Patini played well, they played solid. We didn't bowl that badly either. Something was waiting to happen, and thankfully it went our way, because a direct hit from Darrell Mitchell at mid-wicket got rid of Cookie, who could well have got a big score. That meant that we could get inroads into the new batters, and our spinners, I thought, stifled them. And that was a crucial period where they weren't scoring at the 5-6 and over what they originally were with the new ball. And slowly wickets fell, and when wickets fall, the scoreboard tends not to go anywhere, so that's the reason they didn't get as many as they wanted. It was never going to be easy, that chase, though, because the wicket was quite slow and taking turn, and we needed a good start with the new ball, and we highlighted that area. If we can, you know, go after the new ball when it's at its hardest, then potentially that's going to be our best chance of winning. And Moen and Vikram did that really, really well, I think. Essex probably provided a pitch today that suited us more than them, but having said that, we had obviously a very good game compared with a little bit of an off game from Essex.
Your fielding, I thought, was outstanding today as a team.
Yeah, I was really pleased with it. So we've worked really hard, and sometimes you don't seem to get that reward, but I thought we attacked the ball really well from the deep, and there was no twos given at all, and the ring fielders were fine, but the way we attacked the ball was very, very special, and we've got to keep that up. We've got to make sure that that's one of our parts of our one-day game that stays high and of quality, because if we can field well, then we should play reasonably good one-day cricket. Mm.
After not beating Surrey and losing to the Netherlands last week, what does that do for the spirit within the camp?
No, it's a big lift. You know, we've got a win under our belt. We hung on for a draw last week, or against Surrey this week, sorry. But, you know, that was a bonus for us as well, because we had him in a good position. We could have won the game, but we hung on. And to get a win now, just like you say, it picks up the spirits a little bit. And, you know, we'll crack on and take Sussex on and feel confident. We've got to be realistic. It was a big blow to lose Alan Richardson. We'll miss him, but the guys who'll come in will, I'm sure, do an able and very good job.
Yeah, Sussex down this week, so you want to build, you know, as you say, keep it all going.
Yeah, keep it all going, and you know, we're very much hoping we'll see later, but fingers crossed we may well have a Gareth Andrew in our squad, and we've not picked the final 11 yet, but there is a good opportunity that he may well play, and if that is the case, then that'll be fantastic, because, as you all know, he had a terrific season last year, and we're just desperate to get him back in the side.
You've all had a knock now as well, and everybody's had a decent time in the middle, because, I mean, when it's rain and everything else and second team games are off, nobody gets a chance, do they?
Yeah, I actually think it's been really hard for a lot of counties who, when the batsmen are not scoring runs, your second team are not playing, because they play at outgrounds a lot of the time. There's no covers, or the covers that are there are not satisfactory, so there's no play. I mean, we've had 6 days. Ombudsley, people there are terrific, and they really work hard for you, but, you know, the facilities there, and the way that the ground is with that hill, it just means that, unfortunately, we're not going to play much cricket if it rains, and that's what's happened. It's rained, so therefore, how can the second team lads have any form? How can they push for places in the first team when they're not playing? And it's been very tough for a lot of the counties if you've had batters out of form. And but now, you know, at last the sun's shining. Let's hope that we can kick on now and start to get some sort of normality of the season where second team and first team are all playing.